Hey guys, what's up? Thanks a lot for tuning in, and I'm your host Pavan. Welcome to my podcast, The White Talk. Today I want to discuss about one particular thing out of this world. As we say, we are in a VUCA world, V-U-C-A, that means volatility, uncertainty, complexity and ambiguity. So it's life's nature that it didn't promise us that it will be the same way throughout. What I'm trying to refer is, don't let uncertainty paralyze you. The three things to do when confronting a situation frightened with anxiety and ambiguity in our life or in our day-to-day life, like we say a pandemic, a recession, a job loss, an unwanted family change, any of that, it might come, the uncertainty might come to you in any form. Most of us can imagine no upside. We become paralyzed. It's human tendency, and we become paralyzed, caught in a state. I call it unproductive uncertainty. We tend to get dragged or led to that situation, but some can see their way through such moments and find a positive path forward. Interesting, right? So like, who are those some, and like how to get into that? Let's discuss. For the past 5 years, I have studied people who excel in the face of uncertainty. My subjects have included innovators, entrepreneurs, CEOs, and Nobel Prize winners. It's all self-exploration, guys. And almost with gamblers, paramedics and surfers, it's like all kinds of people I have been exploring and trying to analyze. I have identified the approaches with like they use to navigate turbulent times and discover the potential hidden within them. So it's just like opening up or unleashing the hidden talent in you. I also personally admire and follow much of Harvard Business Review, Harvard Business Review publications, and I'm part of few of the publications, and I'm part of it as I'm a member of Harvard Business Review Ascend Select. So I'm privileged to share my thoughts and my workings in and around all these things which I have been mentioning to you guys. Today, I'm going to share three things, just the three things that can help you develop your own uncertainty capability, right? Let's move on. The first one I could say, or I could advise, is open your eyes to all options, present and future. Open your eyes to all possible options in your life. Don't restrict to few of them and get pissed off and get into the other half of the life. Just open up all the options and live the life to the fullest. So like the present and the future, it's just the acceptance what you are getting your mind prepared for. So when threatened with unprotective uncertainty, we may become so focused on the immediate situation that we overlook the broader possibilities will try to bring us out of that situation as soon as possible, right? So this not only creates disquest, but can also lead us to make rash decisions or forgo opportunities because we don't even recognize them at that particular point of time. So once all that is done, you might, if you look back and see, then you might realize, but that's not the advisable approach, or that's not what we are targeting today. So we want it to be done at the right time, at the right point, in a better way, to make our living easy. So psychologists call this tendency of making rash decisions during those pandemic situations or during those uncertainties to miss the bigger picture, status quo bias, or sometimes they call it as big fish, small pond effect, and relative deprivation. One of my favorite illustrations of how narrow thinking leads to poor decisions comes from Malcolm Gladwell, examining why university students choose to pursue STEM degree all the time in the history or in the future. STEM degrees are like science, technology, engineering and math. The first letters of these four, STEM, science, technology, engineering and math. He found that at a typical US university, students whose SAT scores put them among their children, among their school's top third, had a 50% chance of pursuing a STEM degree, right? While those in the bottom third had only 15%. Earlier I said 50 and now I'm telling 15. 15% change of doing so. He argued that from this study, the bottom third looked around, realized they weren't as smart as their peers, and so chose easier majors, right? But the bottom third, bottom three are the intelligent guys. But when he analyzed SAT scores and STEM degrees among Harvard students, he found the same distribution. Why? Because human nature leads to make decisions on the basis of our lived experience rather than with an eye of the bigger picture, right? The lowest scoring Harvard students are certainly smart enough to succeed in STEM disciplines, but they can't see that bigger picture and thus don't give themselves the chance. By contrast, the innovators I studied have learned to look for possibilities where others can't imagine them. If we can remember this, or there is a context vaster than we might initially have thought, filled with more possibilities than we might have envisioned. What I'm trying to tell is we are much more likely to find an optimal outcome, for sure. Most important, with that broader mindset, we can weather the discomfort of unproductive uncertainty with great optimism and calm. That's true whether the uncertainty relates to relatively small issues, such as small as missing a flight and wondering what to do with unanticipated extra time in the airport, or to larger ones such as losing a job and having to rethink our direction and priorities in life. So we are able to recognize that even in worst case scenarios, we have options marked by great beauty and recovery. That's what we need, right? It's basically troubleshooting your own life, because it's not the same. It changes and things change, and we do face different things in life. And the second advice what I would like to give you is think in terms of probabilities, not binary outcomes, right? Think in terms of all the possible probabilities. Binary outcomes, you might be knowing, it's zeros and one, or true or false. Don't corner yourself to the binary outcome. Just give the open thought of all possible probable outcomes in your life. So during times of unproductive uncertainty, what I'm calling here, we often get stuck imagining extreme either or outcomes. Innovators who are adept in managing uncertainty think in terms of probabilities instead, right? This is more important, guys. Thinking on all possible probabilities and being prepared and moving ahead in your life is a broader picture, and which is more matured way of thinking. I mean, I could say that I saw the power of this first hand while teaching an executive course in my life, like an INSEAD, just as the pandemic was accelerating. And I have been trainer for some time on some technology, and I have seen this happening with few of my students, a few of my attenders of this session. And I see that they have been leading, or they are too sensitive that they couldn't refrain or take the probable solutions or situations in their life. And the third advice what I would like to give here is, remember that possibilities always exist. Okay? It is really true that possibilities always exist, even amid the most painful, unproductive uncertainty, or is uncertainty capability an idea only for the privileged? Just give a thought, guys. Is it only for the privileged and not for everyone? Does the theory hold in times of grave and horrible tragedy? It's not like that. So I could say that I recently read Viktor Frankl's account of his years in concentration camps and was struck with his emphasis on how critical it was to their survival than prisoners could find meaning in their lives. So even with their suffering, what he meant is powerful testament to the potential of growth even in unthinkable circumstances. That's what we need to, that's our end goal actually. That's our goal, and step by step preparation for that, I could say the preparation of your mindset and how you would like to lead your life, your own life, right? You are on a boat in the ocean, in the middle of the ocean, if I could phrase it this way, if you feel that in the uncertainty, and you are the only driver of your life, where you want to go, how you want to go. Because every single person on this planet is leading the same similar life what you are facing. Only difference is they might be facing the situations or issues, or they might be feeling happy or sad in a different time frame or in different formats. But the context is the same. So the opportunity is everywhere. It's only we need to exercise it, and it is key to find a way forward in uncertain times. So that's how I would like to mention these three points, which are very important. And from the bottom of my heart, I would like to say thank you for all my listeners, and don't let uncertainty paralyze you. Give it a tough fight and just rock your world. Keep these things in mind, and you can actually take things in your own way, with your situations in place. Doesn't necessarily the same things what I mentioned need to be followed. It's your own world, but giving thought on these aspects would drive you like crazy. just follow this and look at the results. You will be amazed. Trust me, you will be amazed. That's all, guys, for today. And thanks a lot for tuning in. And thanks for all your love and support. Love you all. Take care. Bye-bye.